see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
We're not going to let you out, Fat, if you can't be trusted to behave properly.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm going to do a bit of twerking up there, so stand by.
Imagine, Bill.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, yeah, Wednesday, normally hump day, but not this week, of course, shortened week.
Yeah.
But I like it. I don't like the quiz. We might just make this go a long, long time, and then Ed Curno will bump that out a little bit and get rid of the quiz.
No. The quiz will be good today because I'm up. It's about big forwards, Jim, just like one.
Righto. Well, you've heard the show quiz coming. Ed Curno, fine player for the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Nice joke later on, we hope. Yes, now, hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you, my friend. And g'day to you, little Rapsy.
Kicked an easy goal, as we see on the Triple M Harvey Norman replay screen. Billy Brownless making a real pest of himself as a pisshead at the bar.
There was
what
a
is he
M.
doing?
Harvey Norman replay.
Something special required here from the Hawks. Billy's got a big pot in his hand. He's standing by Jeff Kennett. Get off the screen, Bill. Not about you.
Oh, it wasn't my fault, no, as I said yesterday.
No, it was your fault.
Jeff came to me.
You were photobombing Jeff.
No, he cut back to me last night, and it's all good. It's all good
bansy. I don't reckon he likes you at all.
No, I don't actually.
He joins the conga line that finishes in Darwin.
Yeah,
all right,
sorry, Bill.
So what do we got?
No doubt you had fun. Stay well, Jeff. That's what he said, Jim.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, cool. In other words, I don't want anything to do with you.
That's how I kind of read it.
All right.
Plenty of footy news. Let's go with the coaches' votes. Right. We like looking at these every week. And tell you what, a North Melbourne Western Bulldogs game, not one North Melbourne player got a vote.
There wasn't one last week either in the Gold Coast game.
And I don't reckon there was one maybe round one.
So how do you reckon they're going?
I don't reckon they've had a vote. Josh Bruce got 10, of course.
You'd expect.
Treloar got 8 there.
Yep.
Tex Walker got 10 in the Adelaide Suns game.
Going beautiful.
Because a lot of people thought Rory Sloane was the best player in that game. But anyway.
Didn't see that one.
Cam Guthrie got a 10 there. Mitch Duncan, 6.
Good to have him back.
Eagles-Port Adelaide game. All West Coast Eagles. Mm. Not one Port Adelaide player.
They weren't good in that game, Port.
How good is Nick Nat? Do you see some of his ruck
work? Star.
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, rock.
Thank you, Bill.
Just could hit them.
He's gone some happy days.
Yes. Back into the 50s.
Yeah. Richmond, Sydney, Jim. Who would you have given the 10 votes to? Both coaches gave 5, obviously. Ooh. 10 votes.
Who was it?
Sam Johnny Wicks.
Yes, he was very good. A little wicker.
He can't win the Rising Star. He's too old.
Right, I see, Bill.
Well, that's why he wasn't nominated, and that's hence why old Chaddy Warner got it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, all Sydney players, Jim.
Again.
Tom Papley.
Good start.
Essendon, St Kilda. All Essendon except for Jack Steele got 1. They dominated Essendon. Yes, gee, they were good, weren't they?
Essendon.
And Carlton Dockers. Only 5 players got votes, which is Mackay only got 9. I thought he could have got the 10, Jim. But anyway, and Maxie Gawn got another 10. He's flying for the Melbourne Footy Club, Jimmy boy.
That's good. So we just do that, which is online anyway. What else have we got?
Christian Petrarca says, I caught up with him last night. I know he was on 360, Jim, but I caught up with him. And I asked the big question that everyone has been asking of him. Will you stay at Melbourne next year? Well, Bill.
It's all noise. I'm contracted for 2 years, so at the moment we're 3-0. That's all I really care about is just winning games of footy.
There you go, Jim.
Put your own name at the top.
No, that was he said.
Of a grab you stole from another show.
Yep.
Know about that.
I'll tell you what, injuries. We spoke about this yesterday with Damo, but the injuries. What about at the Giants? Horror star, Jim.
Yes.
Caniglio out for 10. You're writing these down?
I'm looking at the same bit of paper you're looking
at. Righto. Phil Davis, straight back.
He's
out for 6.
6.
Mac. Even Matt DeBoer. He's out for 12 to weeks, Jim.
Right.
Harry Perriman missed the game on the weekend.
Yes.
He's got glandular fever now. He's out for a couple more. Lockie Whitfield is still out for him, Jim. Gee, they got some injuries.
They have.
And that puts pressure under their coach, Leon Cameron.
Or even on their coach. Yeah.
He's under the pump.
Right. They're different saying.
Remember when Spud walked in with a bike pump once?
And put it over his head.
And said to the players, what am I? Yeah. What am I? He's standing there going, I don't know, you're a coach, whatever. He said, I'm under the pump.
That's good.
It wasn't bad, was
not
it?
Not bad. Yeah, I don't think it was a bike pump. I think it was one of those big industrial jobs. He actually battled to get it up over his head.
I knew you'd have to up me.
just get the truth involved.
Dylan Scheel out for 10 weeks or something. Or maybe the rest of the year, Jim. There's some bad injuries going around, my friend. Yeah. The Masters, Jim.
Oh, how are we? What sort of a show are we going to have, given how well Bill's going? Masters starts. Cannot wait for this, of course.
Who's going to win?
And nicely represented are the Aussies. Matt Jones coming off a win a couple of weeks ago. Love him.
Yes.
You got Jason Day, has played very well at this tournament in the past.
Leash.
Our man Leash, the Warrnambool Flyer, again, has, I think, been the top three. Then you've got the only winner we've ever had, Adam Scott, playing with Bryson DeChambeau, the big bomber.
And
then Cam Smith.
Devon.
You like him.
Well, he runner-up last year, Jim.
Yep.
And the lowest score ever not to win a Masters.
Playing with Jordan Spieth, who's in white-hot form, and Colin Morikawa, so that's a very good... but Mark Leishman... Ever listen to who he's playing with? You know I love my golf and I watch it all the time. Every time I hear this bloke's name, I think it's hilarious. So he's playing with Victor Perez from France and Jason Kokrak.
Oh, no.
That's his surname.
Kokrak.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. You changed
100%.
Where's he from?
His surname, the States.
Mexico.
His surname's Kokrak.
Wouldn't you change it to Tony or something?
Every time I hear the announcer say it, I'm like, you can't actually say that. This is 2021. What the hell are we dealing with? Anyway, don't worry. All golf fans, myself included, will be seat-belted in. It's one of our favourite weeks of the year.
And I think they can have about 10,000 to 12,000 there, Jim.
Oh, good.
But they're not allowed to sit around their seats. Remember? One of the holes they used to sit around their seats and all that. Not allowed to do that, but always great.
Dustin Johnson for me. I don't think back to back happens very often there, if ever. But he is the best player in the world for a good reason.
Righto. Now the NRL is in mourning.
Rugby league.
That's it. One of their game's biggest legends, Tommy Radonikis, who was a star, tough and hard, and then he played for Australia. He played for New South Wales, and he was a different cat.
I sent out the call, the cattle dog. Steve Menzies said, oh, no, not the dreaded cattle dog. Spud Carroll licked his lips. Bang, he hit that front row with the best right hand I've ever seen. Joey Johns played hooker that night. He went into the fight, chased Jamie Goddard. Jamie Goddard turned around and went, bang.
Oh, he landed a right on the
head. And put Joey Johns straight on his ass.
They used to call a cattle dog. That means they'd all get around him. The cattle dog would be, look out. And if Queensland heard it, they knew something was on, Jim.
Look out.
Exactly. But one of the legends there, he used to drive a cab later in life, and they'd jump in the cab, and they couldn't believe it was Tommy, and they'd have the best chat. So all the best to his family there. And that's about all I've got for you today, Jimmy, because it's a big show.
All right.
Ed next.
It is a big show, and Ed Curnow to join us next.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill on Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Navy Blue Army is up and about after a 45-point win over Fremantle Dockers.
Our next guest racked up 25 touches and a goal on Sunday as the Blues got their first win of the season.
He runs, he uses the man on the mark and then hoicks one. Beautiful kick by Ed Curnow.
And last time he joined the Rush Hour to talk about his family heritage from Cornwall, Billy completely lost the plot.
I'm going to watch that because it's called Bloodlines. Curnow.
Please welcome Ed Curnow.
Oh, just greeted the judges beautifully. The Blues on the weekend got their account open.
They bashed them up. They bashed up Freo.
Too good they were. Welcome to you, Ed Curnow.
Thanks for having me, guys. Cheers.
Jeez, I just snuck into Marvel Stadium. Watch about two and a half quarters of that game, Bill, because I was interested to see little number eight for Freo and how he'd go.
Your nephew, yes.
And big, rough, tough Ed Curnow went over to him and started bashing him up.
Come on, Ed.
What are we on about, Ed? He's only a school kid.
It was pretty funny too. Him and his mate Caleb Sarong there, they were giving me a fair bit of lip about being 10 years older and tagging. It was pretty funny. He's been playing some great footy, Andy. So, that was my role on the weekend, and I got a lot of help from the teammates. And he's tricky to play on. So credit to him, he's playing some good footy.
Hey, mate, won't do him any harm. You got to work your way through that. I hope there was no whinging and whining coming out of him. Mm.
Nah, he's good. I enjoyed playing on him. He's a tricky player. He's got, around the stoppages, he's got good movement, good reaction speed to get back on the loose ball. And I enjoyed it, mate.
Good reaction speed, has he? Yeah, it's good. Hey, now, Edward, you actually don't kick a lot of goals in your 185 games, but you kicked a long bomb.
Nice bomb.
He went around the stand. No, let it stand. I'm sick of hearing that, by the way. But he ran around, kicked this long bomb, and then does this strange celebration with the hands on the head. Mm. What was that all about, Eduardo?
Oh, I had no idea. I was surprised they kicked the goal, and I just saw Walshy, and he always does something funny when he kicks the goal. So I thought, all right, I'll try and give something here. And Cottrell was playing as well, so
yes.
I wanted to live up to his celebration standards. So, yeah, mate, not very good at it, not very good at goal-kicking either, and that's what you get.
Well, you got hold of him in that second quarter. It was very impressive to watch, and big Harry Mackay, Big H, just clunking it from everywhere.
Yeah, he's a fair athlete. He's very tall, and when you put it in the air, he's going to be hard to stop. So it's good to see him. It'd be nice if he kicked a bit straighter.
Fix his goal kicking up, Ed. What's he doing?
Does he have to kick around the corner wherever he is?
Yeah, look, I don't know. That's not my domain. We've already discussed. I don't kick many, so I'll give him a bit of lip at training, and that's about it. He works with Cam Bruce, and he's a beautiful kick, so I'm not sure. He might have had the yips on the weekend for a stage there.
Yeah. Hey, nice response from Paddy Cripps too, who's been struggling and been sore, as we know, but nice response the other night.
Yeah, he was great. When he's physical and scraps, gets in fights, and that's the way he loves playing. And, yeah, we love playing with him when he's like that. And, yeah, he was fired up and got us going.
When's he going to sign up?
Hopefully soon, Bill.
Yes, Eduardo. That'd be nice.
He's very tight with the group. He gets down to the Surf Coast a lot and loves his surfing. He's loved by everyone at Carlton. So, look, well, hopefully that happens sooner rather than later.
What are you doing with the shag, please? You're getting a bit of Brendan Favola sort of circa 2000 about you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Look, we got our haircuts from Johnny Barker, or Johnny Barber, as we called him in the hub last year.
Good MC.
So I haven't had a trim since. So, I'm going to keep running with it. Emily doesn't love it, but I'm enjoying it.
Emily, your wife, of course, and little Willie and Alice too. Alice. Have you been down to the Surf Coast, seen Mum and Dad?
Yeah, we were down there a bit on the weekend. It's hard when you play Easter Sunday, though. It's a bit of chocolate in the morning and then up for the game. So it was a good weekend. It was just good to get a win, and nice relief to get, kickstart the year.
Mm. And where's Charlie? Where's he at? I know you get sick of this question, but all the Carlton fans would love to know, where is Charlie at?
He's going well. He's at the footy club right now. I'm at the footy club. Mm-hmm. But he's been running. I know that he's nailing his program. They've got him on a long-term, program. Yep. He had surgery. It's a 9-month turnaround. So later in the year, and they're not putting, too many restrictions or goals around when he comes back, because last thing they want to do is push it, and they're going to make sure he's cherry ripe. But he seems like he's in a pretty good headspace. He's bouncing around the gym, and he's started running, so he looks good.
Just imagine Harry and Charlie up there, Jim.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
No, bloody oath. Hey, I tell you, I love playing for your joints, little Gibbo. He's a funny little bastard.
And the haircut.
And he's got the haircut going, which is sort of half Mohican styling. But he's playing nice football too.
Yeah, he's a really crafty player, and he's done it the hard way through Williamstown. He won a couple of listings down there, and the way he works during the week and on the track, and then it comes out in games, and he's certainly got that cheek, the way he plays. He sells a bit of candy and loves a goal. So he's a good player to play with the energy he brings.
Well, so is Lockie Fogarty. He's going well. Nice pressure axe. He's a good little man. He's only little, but good man, isn't he, Lockie?
Yeah, he's just super clean, and he kind of does everything right. He goes unnoticed almost at times, but he does make everyone else better, and a lot of those players, they kind of go out of their way to make everyone else look good, and he's just a sharp footballer.
Yep. All right, Eduardo, you're up to the Metricon to take on the Suns. Might just be a 2-2er for the Blues.
No Jared Witts. Yeah, that's going to hurt the Suns, so Blue Bag is a champ.
I don't know who their backup ruck at the moment is, but they've been playing some pretty strong footy. It's going to be another good midfield battle for our guys. So we'll set ourselves for that game. It's, you know, it feels like we're going back up there. It's a bit of reunion with the Gold Coast after last year, so I'm looking forward to it.
Bill, this is a man who's come runner-up in the best and fairest at this mighty club and also been in the top three two more times in the last 3 years. So and quality, that's what we're talking about.
And won the best club, and Jim,
yeah,
which
means... We don't mention
the
that
coach, one. The coach loves him. No one else does, but the coach loves him.
It keeps the contracts going, Bill. Yeah. Going, mate.
I love it, mate.
Just keep the dream alive.
Hey, nearly 200 games. You've done well, Ed.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, good just hanging in there, really.
Good on
Hopefully
you.
Well played.
A few more games with Charlie would be good.
Get Charlie back. Well, you want to see Charles.
Yeah, no, we do. I do too. So do the folks.
Hey, good luck, mate. Well played on the weekend, and good luck up there on the Gold Coast.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. James Brayshaw. Anthony William Brownless.
Get on the beers.
Well, he was at the footy on the Monday. We all saw that, didn't we, Jim?
Well, we did, and we've already heard from the chief his thoughts of it. But I'll tell you what we're doing now is we're getting our two contestants straight up.
Oh.
And Brettie Boy joins us from Taylor's Hill. Brett.
Hello.
Where is Taylor's Hill?
Out in the northwest.
Northwest.
Beautiful out there, Jim.
Caroline Springs.
Oh, I see. Oh, I know where you are. All right, well done. You're a Blues man.
Yeah, Blues.
You would have been happier on Sunday.
Yes, very happy Sunday.
Righto, very good, very good. Turning over the Frio Dockers.
Yeah, and then we've got Johnny. Johnny's there. G'day, Johnny.
Hey, guys, how are we?
And you're a Kangas supporter.
Yeah.
Johnny.
I'm not a fair weather supporter, though, mate. I'm a... True Blues supporter, so
win something for us, Johnny, please.
I'll try, mate. I'll try.
He's been a bit dry the start of the season. Well, I don't know if you noticed.
I think he has. Can they win this week at home against Adelaide?
Mate, anything's possible.
Of course
anything's
it is. Possible. Oh. All right, nice.
Well, do you want me to set the scene?
You set the scene.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz.
Yes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Get it right, Fat.
Yes.
I don't think you've been properly invested in this comp, so get it right.
Righto, the Hump Day Quiz, it's all about the big forwards, yours truly. And all we have is five questions. You get 3 out of 5 right, and guess what? You win the prizes.
The Blunnies.
Yeah, $270 voucher for Blundstone Boots. That's the entire cost of the Blundstone Boots, and they are unreal. Ultimate protection, ultimate comfort, Blundstone. Yep. .com.au and a $50 voucher to one of the best pubs in Australia, St. Andrews Beach Brewery, open 7 days a week. Book online.
Yeah, no, especially when the weather's like this. Oh, yeah. Superb. Go and see the perch down there and say, JB and Bill sent you. All right, here we go, boys. Good luck.
So, Brett, you're Brett, and John, you're John.
I hope so.
Righto. Hope so. Who is leading the season's Coleman, and how many goals have they kicked?
John. That is Taylor Walker with 17.
The Texan. Oh, I like Johnny. He's got his eye in early, the Kanga boy.
Damn, he's gone 5-6-6 and would be winning the Brownlow medal at the minute.
Love
after
it.
Three rounds.
Love it.
With 8 votes.
He's our man.
He's winning the Triple
M. We never dropped off him.
Well, you're
Others
right.
did.
Yes, you're
we
right.
We stayed with the Texan mainly because we love him.
Yeah, he's winning the Triple M votes.
Yeah, no doubt he will be.
Number two is an audio question. Who was this in the 2004 grand final?
I think that was Brett.
It's there! It's a world championship final!
This is extraordinary!
It's destroying Big Haven!
John.
No, did you hear Brett first, Rabbits?
I didn't.
All right, Brett.
I reckon that was Big Alistair Lynch.
Yeah, remember that.
He didn't land one of them. All he did was bruise the air. He did not land one.
He threw 100.
He got 11 weeks.
He got 11 weeks.
He'd retired anyway.
11 weeks.
Yep. Wow. That was the end of his... Well, and a great career, by the way.
Yes.
Too many people remember just that.
But
which,
he played fullback
He was a nuts footballer for Fitzroy and then, of course, went up to Brisbane. He was a star.
Remember he got the 11-year deal up there and sitting back?
Which was meant for the Chief.
Was it?
Yep. Chief was the one who was offered that and then he stayed at Hawthorn and it was Alistair Lynch.
Righto. Here we go, boys. 5 AFL VFL players have kicked 1,000 goals. Name them.
John.
You all right, Johnny?
So, Tony Lockett.
Yep.
Jason Dunstall.
Oh, yes.
Gordon Coventry.
Oh, yes.
Oh, nut.
Oh, two more.
Oh, you got the clock
what's
going?
His name? What's his name? What's his name?
What's his name? What's his name? What's his
Johnny,
name?
Johnny, you'll hand it over to Brett. Down. All right, Brett, you've got two more to find.
Come on, Brett.
Abby, Gary Ablett.
Senior.
Senior.
And?
And?
He's from...
Ed Hudson?
No.
Johnny. Oh, Doug Wade played for North at the end. He played most of his footy at Geelong. Yeah, so he was the fifth one.
He did. He's from Jeparrot.
Where is that?
Oh, it's up in Horsham Way.
Had the business with Sam.
He did.
Care business. they used to take it in turns to go down to the Western districts and just, they put the products into the salons. all right, Bill. Yeah, and both married at the time.
Both married at the time. Married at the time, Sam. No,
Doug. All right.
Who kicked this goal?
Buddy tackle by Mullis. Goal! Dropping the ball. Took the advantage.
John.
I think Brett
got
in.
Oh, Brett. Okay. Yeah, I'm mainly hearing John for some reason. Oh, yes, Brett.
Tom Boyd.
It was Tom Boyd.
So beautifully 2-1
by Brian.
Did he drop the bomb in there?
I did. Yeah. But it was all good. It was kosher.
Oh, okay.
Robbed of a Norm Smith as well, boys.
Okay. Editorial from Johnny. Righto.
2-1. Brett.
Us.
So, Johnny,
you need this.
You need this, John. Another audio question, and I'm sorry, but who is this?
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Turn it off. Turn it off. We're not having that as a question on this quiz. I'm not having the great man ring me again.
He's a big forward.
No. Yeah. Another question.
Oh, is that Chief?
No, it's not the Chief. But we're not having. I'm not allowing that question onto any quiz we're a part of.
It's all right. So we're not allowing that question, Rabsy. That question we just had then, which was.
He doesn't ring you. He rings me.
Righto, here it is. For the win for Brady and John will tie it up and then we go again. Who has kicked more goals, Matthew Richardson or Kevin Bartlett?
Johnny.
All right, Johnny.
Bloody hell. Go on, blank.
One or the other.
It's one or the other. Most not that hard.
Richo. Oh! 800.
Kevin Bartlett kicked 778 now.
If we forget again, we were talking about Lynchy before. We forget how good a footballer Richo was.
Almost 800 goals. Mm. Yes.
And a lot of the time he was at Richmond. You know, he was there for like 17 years or something. And they played in one final series.
One final.
The whole time he was there.
And then he won the best and fairest on the wing.
Yep. No, star. Yes. And one of the great fellas. He could throw it. Yeah, he could drop the boys out of the cot.
And anything else you got?
All right. So, Bill.
2-2.
Oh, here's a humdinger.
We need another question.
I know. You got lots there.
Want to go the Fraser Gehrig one?
No, I reckon we go the one above Fraser.
Righto.
Again, a bit like Steve Kernahan, I don't need Fraser ringing me either.
No, righto.
When he kicked 10 against us, was it, JB?
Oh, my God. How many? Who didn't kick 10? Only fat.
Josh Bruce. He kicked 10 against us.
Yeah, get on with it.
Who was Nick? Name the Velvet Sledgehammer.
Brett.
Brett for the win.
Matty Lloyd.
Yeah! Freddie Boy from Taylor's Hill who barracks for Carlton.
Come on, Johnny.
Now, what do you want, Brett?
The $270 Blundstone boot voucher, which will cover the entire cost of a brand new pair of Blunnies, or a $50 voucher to St. Andrews Beach Brewery.
I'll play to St. Andrews because I get boots for free at work.
Oh, yeah, Brady, it is superb down there. The food, the boutique brewery, it's magnificent.
It is very good, Jim.
Great.
And Johnny, you can have the boots.
Oh, fantastic. I actually need a pair, so.
Good work. Are you going along Sunday, Johnny?
No, but I'll be going in a few weeks' time when we play against Carlton, and then I've unfortunately, when we play Brisbane as well.
So. I'd more likely go Sunday. I reckon that might be a better one for you.
Mate, I don't care. I'll watch every minute.
You're a good man. Exactly the sort of support we need.
Are you part of the cheer squad?
No, don't, rabbits, don't even think about it.
I'm not going to.
Johnny, you're a star. Brady, you won. Well done to the two of you.
Thanks,
Jens. Good. That was good, Jim. See, that's all we need.
Better.
Good contestants.
I got a feeling you're going to pot the contestants, though.
You weren't good.
Yes, I might pot them. Just when they're not online, I'll pot them. Okay?
Well, Bill's joke still to come wrap up.
Good one today,
massive
Jim.
Massive show. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
Stupid owl.
With JB and Bill. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Listen anytime, anywhere for free on the Listener app.
Well, not a bad show, again, except for the quiz. We are going to have a heads in, aren't we?
Yeah.
As a whole unit. So the three of us, we'll get Jilly involved, Eith, of course, and we'll just all heads in, and we'll go, are we going to go ahead with these anymore?
Because the prizes aren't real.
The prizes are brilliant.
Yeah. But
it's
the product
the quiz
is...
master who's shit. There's no other way to describe him.
Well, it's a lot to do with the contestants.
Is it?
Yes.
We got great contestants today.
Jim. No. Jim.
Honestly, Chris Golding.
They're not launching any rockets.
Chris Golding tomorrow. Idiot File tomorrow. Ooh. Make sure you're listening up. A nice Thursday helping. But to finish this one, this hump day show, something humorous.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Because the two yesterday were rubbish.
Well, they were from the, again, listeners.
Oh, so again,
so just... I take no credit.
Right.
But I do today.
But you give blame.
I give a lot of blame. That's, Jim taught me that, and he's the best
at it.
Jim, we go back to old Knock Knock.
Oh, no, no. Who's there?
Who?
Who?
What are you? A f***ing owl.
Oh, no. What is that?
He's dropped an F-bomb.
Well, I've got to find a bit of magic.
To make his joke funny, you had to drop a bomb in there.
Well, do you want another one, Jim?
Dishes.
Dishes. A truck overturned on the highway on the way up today.
Right.
Oh, geez, it slows you up, Jim. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. And it was, guess what I was carrying? A load of Vicks Vapor Rub.
Right.
But there was no congestion for up to 8 hours. It was really good. It was just good flow.
Oh, that's better. That's better than the rubbish you served up the first time.
Just straight through, Jim.
No, Bill, no. We can get rid of the rubbish owl joke. The congestion, not bad.
I liked owl.
Not bad.
You're sitting there going, hoo, hoo.
No congestion.
No congestion. I think vapor rubbed him.
Better.
Remember Mum used to put it on your chest?
I do.
You slept well. Is it still around?
Never listen to that. Jeez, you slept well.
You.
My name is Pussy Galore. Oh.
Must be dreaming.
I must be dreaming.
Jeez, he left a good place, didn't he? Left a couple of seconds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear.